Newmarket is planning to go ahead with $2.8 million in repairs at the historic Mulick House, as it prepares it to be a central part in its $40 million park project. Committee of the Whole approved the funds for design and construction work at the former estate home to start this year. Another $500,000 was also approved for consulting and design services to determine a new use for the building. Planners have determined the foundation of the house is damaged and requires upgrading. Things that are necessary to be done to seal the building, so that it doesn't occur any damage from the elements, like Water, Development and Infrastructure Services Commissioner Peter Nohammer said. Those items are listed and are required regardless of what we do further. This is to preserve it. Project leads have found several issues at the house, including a worn-down roof and veranda and water leaching in the foundation. The town is planning for adaptive reuse of the building, with consultants suggesting an art gallery satellite as a possible example, though the exact use is yet to be determined. Councillors approved another $200,000 for consulting on parking on a hydro corridor approximately 50 meters outside the Mulick property, including work to secure a licensing agreement. The town said the area owned by Hydro One could accommodate 200 to 225 parking spots. Councillor Bob Quappis questioned whether the repairs were preemptive, with any potential for conflict with the adaptive reuse. He said the cost for the repairs is a significant number. But Nohammer replied there should not be any conflict, with the repairs aimed at maintaining the structural integrity of the building. The town has estimated the total park project cost will be $40 million, to use development charges rather than taxation. The cost of the house repairs and parking are separate from that estimate. For the extra costs, the town said will draw on a mix of unspent reserve funding allocated in 2017 to the Mulick Farm, development charges and federal gas tax funds. Although repairs will go ahead this year, the public will not soon be able to access the building. This work isn't in relation to public access at this point, Mayor John Taylor said. We're still at least a couple of years away. The town hopes to open the park in 2025. Taylor added by advancing the housework sooner, the hope is the park and the house will be able to open at the same time. Editor's note, April 1, 2022. This article has been edited to clarify that the cost of the house and parking projects are separate from the overall $40 million estimate of the park.